Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's edition of BSB Extra. Again, a wide array of guests, Mitch Orbison from the All-Stars, and of course, looking forward to the Roosters season, John Worsfold, the Essendon coach in the AFL. We'll talk racing with Gary Fraser and also Peter Galagotis. We'll go to Dubai and learn more about where the Australians are preparing for India, and we're doing all that with Jared Middleton from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Jared.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. It's a great time of the year, isn't it? It's the autumn Carnival just starts, well, we start to edge towards the autumn carnival, and of course footy season as well, and just having a look at the fields for Saturday, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about, but of course the big heat is coming across the country towards New South Wales, and well, that's going to be interesting to see what happens Saturday morning when, well, it's going to hit towards 40 degrees and what impact that might have with scratchings, etc. That's all to come.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's hear about them. This morning, Winks galloped on the course proper at Rose Hill. We'll hear from Hugh Bowman shortly, but Chris Waller was asked about Winks and returning on a day where, well, suggestions of getting around 39, 40 degrees. Here's Chris talking about the hot weather for Saturday.
Yeah, it's always a concern, whether it be wet, whether it be hot, whether it be windy. We'll always give the horse interest at first and foremost of any race day. So what we'll do is make sure that she's kept nice and cool, kept in the shade, similar to us. They'll have a nice cool shower several times through the day if she starts to break into a sweat, and they have good racing policies in the heat where the horses aren't exposed to the extreme of the sun for too long. They have a short parade. They're basically only out on the track for about 10 minutes and then back into the stalls where they can again have a nice cool shower. They have ice baths, in fact. Well, there's plenty of thought that goes into the day. It's not perfect, but very safe.
Okay, so there's Chris Waller. I take that listening to it, Jared, that he's committed to running. Who knows what happens? Certainly from a Racing New South Wales point of view, they're not looking at changing the race times as it stands right now. We'll talk to Mark Van Gestel through the program, but I think we can take it at this stage that she's going to be there on Saturday in the Apollo.
Yeah, exactly right. There was nothing there really to indicate that he was leaning towards pulling her out, that's for sure. I mean, at this stage, the other interesting thing is, Andrew, the track is a heavy eight. But, of course, with the temperatures expected to be up in the high 30s tomorrow and, of course, Saturday, you'd think, well, we could even get to, what, probably a good three by the time we even we get to race six, the Apollo, on Saturday.
Exactly. It'll improve off the temperatures that start happening today and then more obviously tomorrow and Saturday. But at this stage, Randwick a heavy eight. Let's go and have a chat with Gary Fraser. He's the trainer of Sprite, who's down to line up, resuming in the Light Fingers, and he has to bring a horse from Hawkesbury in the heat. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Gary, even from Hawkesbury, and you do have extreme temperatures there, even a bit higher than Sydney on some occasions. What's your current thinking about running the filly on Saturday?
Look, it's not ideal, I must say, with this weather. I mean, our forecast for Saturday here at Hawkesbury is 45.
Yeah. It's probably better taking it to Randwick.
Yeah, well...
I'm only saying that in a bit of jest because it's only going to be 39, but it's going to be bloody hot, Gary.
Yeah, it's not so much the when you're there, it's the float trip down with horses that they really melt, you know, in this heat, and with the stop and start of the lights and all that sort of thing, it's just not ideal, you know.
Yeah. So what are you thinking then? Do you look at different options?
There's not many other options, unfortunately. I'll just have to work out something, what to do, how to get there, and what time of day to go. You know, I've even thought about maybe going very early in the morning and stabling somewhere down there.
Just to get away from travelling in the heat.
Yeah, just to miss the real hot. Yeah, that's an option anyway.
Is there an option that you could take her out?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. There's no backup races that really fit in.
Yeah, understand.
That's the worst part.
Gary, how is she, given what she left us with in the spring? She had a light spring, but she was brilliant in all of her races. How is she returning, Sprite?
Yeah, she's stronger again, which is always a good sign in fillies. You could mistake her for a colt, to be honest. She's very strong. She looks great. And work's been good. Yeah, I'm going to say I've been very happy with her.
Gary, what was the key to her taking that step up last preparation?
Oh, I don't know whether she took too much of it. She just didn't have a lot of luck the previous preparation. I mean, she raced in most of the group races or listed races with no luck and ran thirds and fourths and behind the fillies like AMI Sword, for example. I think when AMI Sword won her maiden, I was in the race and I got beat half a length with no luck, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know whether she took another stab, but just she had more luck last time in and she was just a bit more mature.
Corey Brown takes the ride. He rode her last Saturday morning in work.
Yeah, he came up to Hawkesby and rode her work. He rode her in the trial at Ramley before that, so to get a good feel of her. He was very happy with her work. I was happy to... We'll go down and see what comes out of it.
All right, so you've got a bit of thinking to do. Just what you do with Sprite, how you get her to Sydney, as in do you travel in the morning heat or do you go early?
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty right too, yeah.
All right, we'll wait and see. I'll update our listeners again tomorrow, but thanks for joining us, Gary, and I hope she comes back in the form she left us in, mate. She's forward enough to be right there in the finish?
Yeah, she's as fit as she can be without having a run. Yep,
understand. All right, Gary, thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.
Gary Fraser, the trainer of Sprite in the Light Fingers, and this is a red-hot race on Saturday.
Oh, isn't it? Well, Global Glamour, the $3.40 favourite in the Tab Light Fingers Stakes. Race 8 there at Randwick on Saturday. Sprite, $4.60 on the second line. Fox Play, $5.50. And then Honesty Prevails, the other runner in single digits at $6.50. But that is a quality, just those four runners, very quality. Gridlin's taking a big step up next, $12, along with Samantha. They could take the next step up this preparation. So, looks a cracking race, doesn't it?
It does. Just wrapping up on Winks, we heard from Chris Waller relevant to the heat. What about how the way she's going? Well, there's one person that can tell us, jockey Hugh Bowman.
Yeah, well, I think she's really progressed over since her last trial. She's had two trials, as Chris mentioned earlier. And I think since her last trial, she's really progressed in her track work. She worked really nicely here on Tuesday morning in company. She had her main gallop then and this morning she wasn't asked to do quite so much, but I'm really pleased with how she's feeling and looking forward to Saturday, because obviously her trials, she's never won a trial in her life, so you know she does tend to look after herself then. So when we get to the races, we'll get to see the competitive Winx at her best.
Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, celebrates the return of one of the greatest.
One of the greatest. One of the greatest.
There she comes, Winks. Happy Clapper tries. So does Azcadelia. But Winks has drawn clear in the Doncaster. He's nine in a row. She breaks all the records today. She's a champion, Winks. Winks in front from Kermadec. Winks just in front from Kermadec. Oh, the mighty mare. She's a superstar, Winks. She's done it easily the last 50.
But it's all Winks in the straight. 4-5 lengths in front of Hartnell. A good battle going on for the Miners. But this is a blitz. It's a Winks blitz. Two in a row. And she joins the all-time greats of the turf.
But the champion mare, Winks, has drawn away from Rebeldane. Hartnell going into third. Here's the season premier of Winks. And what a blockbuster season we're in for.
Is there more history in the making? Catch Winks in the Apollo Stakes, Saturday 3:10 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio.